From Tidbits on February 13th, 2012, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbit staff. This week we have some good stuff for you. Adam's Bookle collaborator Peter Lewis joined Chuck Joyner of Mac Voices to share the story behind their new EPUB reader for the Mac. Apple's announced special voluntary audits of Apple suppliers by the Fair Labor Association. Our friend Dan Frakes at Macworld has finally figured out how to make a bootable Lion installer for new Macs. Instapaper developer Marco Arment blows the whistle on how apps are allowed free access to your iOS contact and calendar databases. And we learn that iTunes Match is really paying some royalties to copyright holders. Learn more about Bookle's background on Mac Voices. Peter Lewis of Stairways Software may be in Australia, but that didn't stop Chuck Joyner from bringing him together with Adam Enks to talk about their joint release of the Bookle EPUB reader for the Mac. If you want to hear some of the background story about how Bookle came to be, what restrictions are placed on it by the Mac App Store, and how the large companies are using DRM these days, tune into this Mac Voices podcast. Fair Labor Association to inspect Apple suppliers. Following weeks of heated discussion over working conditions that included some protests, Apple announced that it has asked the Fair Labor Association to begin special voluntary audits at the company's final assembly suppliers, including Foxconn, Quanta, and Pegatron. Action-packed instructions for creating a bootable Lion install drive. Dan Frakes at Macworld details the steps necessary for creating a bootable installer disk or drive for macOS 10.7 Lion, which is important especially for Macs that debuted after the release of Lion, as they don't include a downloadable version of the installer. While nicely thorough and practical, it's also notable for a hair-raising maneuver to avoid reinstalling macOS 10 and zapping your Mac's PRAM. Does iOS give apps too much access to your data? Instapaper developer Marco Arment says that iOS gives him, quote, far too much access to the data in the user's address book without forcing a user prompt. Tidbit staffer Matt Newberg has said much the same thing in his Programming iOS book. What sense does it make that an app has to pass through all those core location permission gateways in order to access your photos, yet can freely and without notice examine, copy, and delete the information in your contacts and calendar databases? iTunes Match, a small moneymaker for copyright holders. Subscribers to Apple's iTunes Match service are sending copyright holders magic money, writes Jeff Price at the blog for the TuneCore online music distribution service. And while not an overwhelming amount, $10,000 in the first 2 months, spread out over across 55,000 TuneCore artists, Price points out that it is more than the null sum of the artists were previously receiving. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.